This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett vows to be a justice of fearless criticism as the Senate charges ahead with confirmation hearings on President Donald Trump's pick just weeks before Election Day and as the country struggles to contain the coronavirus. The committee released a letter Sunday from the architect of the Capitol saying the hearing room has been set up in consultation with the Office of Attending Physician. Some U.S. senators are staying away, attending remotely. Barrett draws on faith and family and prepared opening remarks for hearings that start Monday. She says she would bring a few new perspectives as the first mother of school-aged children on the court. Thousands of people protested Sunday in Los Angeles to condemn Azerbaijan and Turkey's role in hostilities against Armenia and the separatist Nagorno-Karabakh region. The protests came as Azerbaijan and Armenia accused each other of violating a Russia-brokered ceasefire deal that took effect noon Saturday. Southern California is home to the largest Armenian population in the United States. The recent bout of fighting between the two forces started September 27th and left hundreds of people dead in the biggest escalation of the decades-old conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh since the separatist war there ended in 1994. The Trump administration on Sunday called on Congress to pass a stripped-down coronavirus relief bill using leftover funds from an expired small business loan program as negotiations on a broader package ran into resistance. The administration's proposal, which Democrats dismissed as inadequate, was the latest twist in an on-again, off-again talk to try to secure more stimulus as the economy struggles to recover from coronavirus-related shutdowns that threw millions of Americans out of work. This is VOA News.